All right, Tamil Sai, good morning. So we left off, today's daf is daf ches. So we left off, yesterday, three lines up from the bottom, Maishna. So if you remember again, we spoke about a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Just a few lines earlier, well, I'll read it to you. So the Gemara was quoted as saying, Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the Chagiga that is brought on the first day of Yom Tov Pesach, which Avosa is what we call a carbon chagiga. So the Gemara says the shlamim that are brought on the shlami chagiga are, remember, shlam, for shlami chagiga are brought for meat. Now, on Yom Tov is called shlami chagiga. If you were to bring that same offering, that same shlamim on Yom Tov, it's called shlami simcha. So technically speaking, they're the same type of carbon. They're both a carbon shlamim, but again, shlami chagiga abrat on Yom Tov and shlami simcha abrat on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says chagiga. So the Gemara said chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach beShamay Omer Minachulin. BeShamay says that the chagiga that comes on the first day of Yom Tov Pesach has to come from unconsecrated funds. UbeSilo Om BeSilo Say Mina Meiser. They can even come from Meiser Shema. So also remember, the principle we established yesterday is that any obligatory obligation, any obligatory offering must come from unconsecrated funds. We'll prove that concept, or we'll discuss that concept today, but that's the cloud the Gemara is working with. And anything that is not obligatory can come from any type of funds, meaning even funds that are already consecrated, most notably like Meiser Sheni funds. So the Gemara says the following, Mashna Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Why does the Gemara single out the Chagiga of the first day of Pesach to be the case on which Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree? Amar Rav Ashi, Hakamashmolan Chagigas Chamisha Asar In, Chagigas Arba Asar Lo. To teach us, says Rav Ashi, that even according to Beis Shammai, who say that the Chagiga of Pesach must come from Chulin funds, that only refers to the Chagiga of the 15th. It does not refer to the Chagiga of the 14th. Look at Rashi. Chagigas Yudalad Lo, Kilamar Lahachim Nakad Pesach, Lefi Sheyesh Erev Pesach, Chagiga Acheres. Because we will say, therefore the Gemara says, the reason why Beis Shammai is single out, or the Brisa singles out the case of Pesach, is because remember, for Pesach, there was another Chagiga that was offered on Erev Pesach. Pesach Meruba, Imo Chagiga. Remember, when there were a lot of people who were attached to one particular carbon Pesach, remember again, I will say, you carbon Pesach had to be Necha ala Sova. It has to be eaten when a person is already sated. So what would they do? They would go in and they would bring other carbonos Chagiga along with the carbon Pesach, and that's what they would eat first, and then eat the carbon Pesach afterwards. Kedeshe Pesach Necha ala Sova, Vashme Inon Masnisin. The chagigas Yom Tov atzmo hu de'ena ba ela min achulin, aval chagigas arba asar ba af min ha-maiser. Therefore, the Gemara is coming to teach us, says Rav Ashi, that Beis Shammai, who holds that the carbon chagiga has to come from chulin, which carbon chagiga has to come from chulin? That's only the chagiga of the 15th, the chagiga of Yom Tov. But the chagiga that you bring on the 14th of Erev Yom Tov, which was the chagiga that was brought to accompany the Karban Pesach itself, that can come from Chulin, says the Gemara Tap of Chas. Alma Kasavar. Therefore, we see from here that Chagigas Arba Asar Lav Dorai. So we see from here that the Chagiga brought on the 14th of Nisan Erev Pesach is not a biblical obligation. Amar, so Mar said, Beisilo Omrim Min HaMaiser. It will say, Beisilo say that Shami Chagiga can come from Maiser. Remember, so when we say Meister, it could come from Meister Sheni money. So I can remember again, I have my Meister Sheni tithe. I don't want to take the produce up to Yerushalayim. So what do? I redeem the produce for money. I take the money to Yerushalayim, and I have to spend the money on food in Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel now is saying that the Shlami Chagiga can be bought from Meister Sheni money. So the Gemara says, am I? Why is that so? Dover Shebechovahu, Shlami Chagiga are obligatory. V'chol Dover Shebechovah Eino Ela Min Achulin. And we have the principle that says, what, Rabbi Sai? That any obligatory offering can only come from unconsecrated funds. How could Beis Hillel tell me that I'm permitted to purchase Shlami Chagiga from Meister Sheni money? Amar Ula says, Betofel. Well, so this is very interesting. So Ula says, what's the case over here? Tofel. Rashi says, Betofel, Mechaber Maaser Im Achulin, Umevi. So what's the case? Ula says that what does it mean when Beis Hillel says I could take Maaser Sheni money? It means I can mix Maaser Sheni money together with Chulin money and use that monetary mixture to go ahead and purchase Shalmei Chagiga. So therefore, I can't purchase Shalmei Chagiga exclusively from Maaser Sheni money, but I have to purchase Shalmei Chagiga from really unconsecrated funds. But I can mix in some consecrated funds with the unconsecrated funds. Some Maaser Sheni money with the Chulin money. Now, the Gemara has a machlokes about what Tofel means. Chizkiya says, Toflin behema la behema. Ve'in toflin ma'os la'mos. So we'll say Chizkiya says that literally we could combine animals, but we don't combine monies. Now look at Rashi, what does that mean? Chizkiya amar toflin, Chizkiya amar behem l'meheba, imyeksh la'ochlin harbe'ebo. So let's say if a person has a lot of people in his group that he has to feed, ve'in lahem sipuk be'behema achos. They don't have enough meat with one animal. Yavi achos l'chagiga min achulun, v'ashar min ha'maiser. So what are you permitted to do? Tofel says, as long as you bring one animal, so let's say I have to bring from my family, I have to bring three animals for Shalmei Chagiga. So Uchizkiya would say that all you need to do is bring one animal from Chulin, and the rest can be brought from Maaser Sheni money. Why? And even though what? Even though all the animals offered up for meat purposes on the first day of Yom Tov are called Shalmei Chagiga, Yotzi Dechova B'Rishon Min Achulin, I fulfill my obligation to Shalmei Chagiga how? With the first animal. So essentially, Chizkiya says, as long as the first animal comes from unconsecrated monies, that animal has the status of Shalmei Chagiga. And therefore, again, Rabbi said, remember, the whole chap is you have to use unconsecrated monies when? When there's an obligation. So therefore, I satisfy my obligation, so to speak, with the first animal. And the supplemental animals, the additional animals, are considered to be additional. They're not obligatory. Therefore, what? Therefore, I could use my Maaser Sheni money for those animals. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Toflin ma'os lemaos. You can go ahead and, excuse me, let's before that, actually read the previous Rashi. Bechizkiya says you can't combine monies. Ve'in toflin ma'os lemaos. Liknos behema gedola. You can't go ahead and combine your monies to buy one big animal. Now back to the Gemara for just a moment, then we'll jump back to Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Toflin ma'os lemaos. Ve'in toflin behema lemehema. You could combine monies, Maaser Sheni money, as well as Chulin money, in order to purchase Shalmei Chagiga, but you may not go ahead and purchase animals. You know, you can't do this process of purchasing the first animal from Maaser Sheni money and the subsequent animals from the first animal from Chulin money, and the subsequent animals from Maaser Sheni money. Why not? Look at Rashi. Vein toflin ma'os lemaos. Liknos behema gedola. Rabbi Yochanan amar ipcha. Rabbi Yochanan says just the opposite. Lamar is chazi leishapir tfei. Yitzias de chavasa min achulin. Kishem evi behema shlema min achulin. Ulamar is chazi leishapir tfei. Kishechulin mu'uravin im kolachi laso. Both said, it's actually very interesting. So what are they arguing about? So Chizkiya says like this. Chizkiya says that it's better to have one animal exclusively from unconsecrated funds. So therefore, if you have to purchase multiple animals for Shalmei Chagiga, then buy the first one from unconsecrated funds, so to speak, fulfill your obligation with that, and the subsequent ones could be bought with Maaser Sheni money. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I'll tell you something better. We know what's better? It's better to combine monies. Combine Maaser Sheni money with Chulin money and purchase all of the animals that you need for Shalmei Chagiga from that combined money. Why? What does that do? That allows each animal to have a chilek of Chulin money mixed in with it. So therefore, every single animal is as if it at least partially came from what? From unconsecrated funds. That's the machlokes. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavaz de Chizkiya, Tanya Kavaz de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brice that supports Chizkiya, a brice that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Chavasid Rabbi Yochanan, a brace that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said better to have a mixture of monies. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Misas. How about say, the Gemara over here is quoting the Pasuk. It's actually by Shavuos. Vasisa Chag Shavuos Lashem Elokecha, Misas Nidvas Yadcha. Misas Nidvas Yadcha. And I will say, the way we normally translate Misas, if you look at Rashi, he says, Misas B'Shavuos Ksev. It says by the end of Shavuos, Vasisa Chag Shavuos Lashem Elokecha, Misas Nidvas Yadcha. Ula Kama Mefarish, Misas Lashon Chulin. So we'll say, the way we normally translate, bless you, Misas is like something you give, a gift, or a tribute. So the way the Gemara is understanding it is that it refers to an unconsecrated gift or tribute. Melamed, sha'adam mevi chavasa min achulin. I will say that Misas teaches us that a person has to bring his Yom Tov obligations from Chulin, How do I know that if I want to mix in? How do I know that if I want to mix in other monies with my unconsecrated funds, I want to mix in some Meister Sheni money with my Chulin money to be able to purchase more than I'm permitted to do so? Talmud Lomar, Kasha Yivarechacha Hashem Elokecha. The Pasuk goes on to say that you could bring Misas Nidvas Yadcha from what? From that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses you with. The idea would be what? That comes to include even what? Even Meister Sheni. So he goes on. Tanya Kavasi de Chizke. So we'll say, therefore, that's the price of Yochanan, that if you have to purchase additional Shlami Chagiga, that you can mix in Meister Sheni money with your Chulin money. A price that supports Chizke. Misas melamed sha'adam mevi chavasa min achulin. So we'll say, everyone agrees that the word Misas teaches us that which I bring on the Amim Tovim must come from unconsecrated funds. Beisham I say, Yom Rishon min Achulin, Mikan Ve'elech min HaMaisra. Beishamai says it's only the first day's offerings that have to come from Chulin. For the rest of the Yom Tov, it could come from Maisr Sheni. Beisilon say, Achila Rishon min Achulin. Beishamai says, no, it's not even the first day, it's what? It's the first bite. Right? Now, a little bit more than the first bite, but the first eating that has to come from Chulin, the rest can come, Mikan Ve'elech min HaMaisra. And for the rest of Pesach, right, a person could go ahead and fulfill the obligation literally, meaning if I have Meister Behema, I could even go ahead and use that for my Shalmei Simcha. B'Yom Tov, my time alone. So why is it again that on Yom Tov I can't go ahead and use Meister Behema? Amravashi, Dilma Asi L'Isri B'Yom Tov, because you may come to, so we'll say, before we go on with that, the point that Bryce is making is what Rabbi say. The fact that Beis Hillel says Achila Rishona. Look at Rashi. Achila Rishona. Hashto Saka Daitcha Behima La'atzma via Vienna Ashulchan Rishon. That according to Beis Hillel, all I need is what? All I need is my first act of eating. To go ahead and be from Chulin, which would seem again to indicate to say that as long as that first animal is from Chulin, then what? Then Lamaisa, again, everything else can come from Maiser Sheni, which ultimately is a support to Chizkiyah. So we'll say both Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan have effectively brought brisos that support their respective positions. So we'll say, now what the Gemara is picking up on is the following. The brisa also said, that Lamaisa, for the rest of Yom Tov, excluding the first day of Yom Tov, you can go ahead and use Meister Behema for your Shalmei Simcha. So I have Meister Behema. I'm bringing it up to you, Shalim. I want to eat it. I could eat it. Not only could I eat it, but I could also use it as Shalmei Simcha. So the Gemara infers from that you can only use Meister Behema on the rest of the days of Yom Tov. You can't use Meister Behema when? On Yom Tov itself. So the Gemara says, why not? So the Gemara says, Yom Tov, my time alone. Why can't I use Meister Behema on the first day of Yom Tov? Amravashi, Dilma Asi L'Isri B'Yom Tov. What is there a concern about? There's a concern that one may come to tithe the animal itself on Yom Tov. And I also remember tithing, again, is Asr on Yom Tov. The Efshala Asr B'Yom Tov. And you are not permitted to tithe on Yom Tov. And I say, what's interesting over here, Rashi says, Mishum Sikrasa. Now, why can't you tithe on Yom Tov? Now, the truth is, we don't tithe on Yom Tov, but we'll see in just a moment. Why can't you tithe on Yom Tov? Mishum Sikrasa. What's Sikrasa? Sikrasa is red paint. Well, say, remember again, the Mishnah describes the process of Meister Behema, that they would go ahead and corral the animals in a pen, make a small opening where only one could come out at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and you get a little smear of red paint on the animal, and that's Meister Behema. Well, say, you should just know, interestingly enough, this is in Yonah Diyoma, because the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah says that on Rosh Hashanah, Kol ba'e olam over in the front of Kibnei Maron, right? So all the inhabitants will come before God Kibnei Maron, and the Gemara has a machlokes as to what Kibnei Maron means. One of the things the Gemara says is it's the lashon of the Gemara. Not Kibnei Mari. I forgot the exact word, but the Gemara, the lashon of the Gemara brings down is this image of the sheep coming out of the pen. The idea is we come before our college. Kibnei Amarna. Amarna. I'll have to look it up with Lashon is. But the idea, the Gemara gives that image of the sheep coming out one by one. That's how we come before our college Baruch Hu. So interestingly enough, the Gemara says that you can't tithe on Yom Tov because you may come to paint the animal. Now, what's the issue with painting the animal? So painting the animal would be an issue of tzovea, an issue of dyeing, or an issue of coloring. So Tosas points out, there's a longer Tosas Mishum Sikarta, Tosas says that why don't we just go ahead and say that it's usher because that you can't consecrate things in Yom Tov. Tosas brings down ultimately again because maybe it's Mekudeshes Ve'omedes, since it's already sanctified, you're not really doing anything, you're just making a declaration. We're not going to get into it, but the point of it, the Gemara says you can't sanctify, you can't consecrate some, you can't separate out Meiser Behema on Yom Tov, either because there's the Malacha of dying, or because ultimately the act of consecration itself is Aser. Therefore, the Gemara says that what? Therefore, you can't go ahead and use your Meiser Behema on Yom Tov Rishon, because we are concerned lest you what? Lest you go ahead and actually tithe it on Yom Tov itself. So the Gemara says the following. So the point is, what do you see from here? So again, remember, this was now a follow-up on the Braisa that was brought for Chizkia, but we now have a Braisa that supports Chizkia and a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara just said, by the way, my mashma, the high misas lishna dechulini. The Gemara say all of this is predicated on the fact that the word misas means an unconsecrated gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know that misas means something that is unconsecrated? To which the Gemara says, "Dichsiv vayasem hamelech achashverosh mas al haaretz." So it's interesting from the Megillah that at the end of the Megillah says that Achashverosh placed a tax right on the land. So you see over here that what mas means an unconsecrated obligation upon an individual. So just like the Mas of Achashverosh is unconsecrated, so to Misas means unconsecrated. Good. So I'll say, I just say, interestingly enough, the halacha, as brought down by the Rambam, so how do we paskin? Because this, of course, is an interesting shayla in terms of how do we paskin if a person is going to bring additional shalmei chagiga. So again, halacha lemaisa, we say tofel, but how do we exactly do we engage in the process of? So the Rambam brings down, this is in Perek Beis halacha ches in Hilchos chagiga. So the Rambam writes the following: shalmei chagiga olas riya. So the olas riyah could only come from unconsecrated property. As well other karbanos. But shami chagiga could come from meiser sheni money. Hameuravos im maos chulin. Lokeach minata aruvos beima. So he says shami chagiga could come from a mixture. He paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Toflin maos lamaos. That the way you do it is you mix in your Meiser Sheni money together with your Chulin money, and you could go and you could purchase Shami Chagiga. As long as what? Like Basil just said, as long as the first little bit that you're going to eat, that there's enough Chulin money mixed in, that the first bit that I eat can be considered what? To have come from Chulin money. Because there is an obligation in Shami Chagiga. So we'll say halacha lemaisa, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that for Shami, Olas Riyah has to come from totally unconsecrated funds. Shami Chagiga could come from a mixture of consecrated and unconsecrated funds, but there must be enough unconsecrated funds in the mixture that what? That Lamaisa, the first little bit that I eat, is considered as if it came from Chulin money. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, V'samachta bechagecha, you shall rejoice on your Yom Tov, l'rabos kol minei smachos, l'simcha, this comes to include all different types of smachos, all different types of pleasures or enjoyment for your simcha, and Yom Tov, Mikhan Amru, from here we see, Mikhan Amru Chacham, excuse me, from here the Chacham said, Yisrael Yotzi Dei Chalasan B'nedarim U'B'nedavos B'maiser Behema. So also from here we see that Rabbi said, remember, the idea of Samachta Bechagecha, as the Gemara said elsewhere, is a din in meat. So from here we see that as long as you have meat, you have fulfilled your obligation. It doesn't even matter as much where the meat comes from. So meaning if you're bringing your Nedarim and your Nedavos, your Maiser Behema, as long as there's meat, you're happy, you satisfy your obligation. V'akohanim Bechatas V'ashab. Excuse me. Bechatas V'ashab. And so to the Kohanim could satisfy their obligation of Simchas Yom Tov when they get their Kohanic parts from all of the Karbanos. Literally, Chatos, Asham, Bechar, firstborn animals, Chazei V'shok, the chest and the thigh, Yochel Af Ba'ofos U'menachos. I might have thought that I could fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov with ofos, with chicken, right? With birds and with bread. Therefore, the Pasuk says you must rejoice on your Yom Tov. Misha Chagiga Ba'a Mehen. We'll say, in order to fulfill Samachta Bechagecha has to be, you can only fulfill it with an item from which, technically speaking, the Chagiga can be brought, could be brought. Yotzu Elu She'in Chagiga Ba'a Mehen. This comes to exclude items that are not Chagiga worthy. I will say, remember again, so Chagiga could only come from what? Chagiga could only come from an animal, right? Can't come from birds, can't come from menachas. Therefore, again, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Samachta Bechagecha with birds or with bread. Ravashi says, Mivisamachta Nafka. Ravashi says, we learn this out explicitly from the word Visamachta. Yotzu Elu She'in Ba'hem Simcha. This comes to exclude things that do not give people simcha. Chicken, apparently, according to the Gemara, according to Ravashi, chicken does not provide simcha. Bread doesn't provide simcha. Meat provides simcha. Ravashi, hay bechagecha may avile. What does Ravashi do with bechagecha? Hahu l'chidrav Daniel bar Katino. This comes for the drush of Rav Daniel bar Katino. The Amrav Daniel bar Katino. Amarav, minayin she'nosin Hashem Moed. Rabbi say, how do we know that she can't get married on Chol HaMoed? Because the pasuk says, v'samachta bechagecha. The pasuk says, you shall rejoice with your Yom Tov, and we darshin v'lo b'ishtecha, and not with your wife. Now I'll say, what does that mean? That the simcha of Yom Tov has to be about Yom Tov itself, and cannot be about the nuptials, right? Cannot be about, ultimately, the marriage in which you just engaged. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Well, this ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha is a klal that comes out from this, but ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha is not a biblical principle. V'samachta bechagecha v'lo b'ishtecha is a principle. This is a principle. Says the Mishnah, mi sheyesh la'ochel. I will say, now this is very interesting. What I find so interesting about this also is, this is a window like into how life was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, we're so far removed from it that it's hard for us to relate to it. You know, so we often wonder, like, how our lives, in Yerushalayim, there's a third Beis HaMikdash, whether or not there's going to be Karbanos in the third Beis HaMikdash is in Machlokes by itself. But I always wonder, at least, like, how will our lives exactly fit into, or how is my family going to fit into this whole thing called the third Beis HaMikdash? So these type of Mishnayos are so amazing to me because they tell you just procedurally, like what's done. So what the Mishnah says, let's say someone has a large family, but not a lot of money. Not a lot of money. Okay, so we'll say, so what do you do? Maybe shlamim merubim va'olos matas. Now we'll say, what the Mishnah is driving at is the following. Remember that for Yom Tov, there are two different karbanos you bring. Two different karbanos you bring, right? You bring a shlamim and you bring an ola. Now remember, the ola is the ola sriya. Everyone has to bring an ola sriya. The shlamim are the shlami chagiga, which they're called on Yom Tov, and on Chol HaMoed they're called shlami simcha. Same thing, it's a shlamim, it's for your meat. So you have, these are the two different types of karbanos you have to bring. So the Gemara says, the number of those karbanos is fully dependent on what? The nature and makeup of your family. So for example, let's say someone has a large family. What's the definition of a large family? So just me, have a lot of mouths to feed. But you have limited resources. You have limited property. So what do you do in that case? Maybe shlamim merubim. You put your money towards shlamim. Va'olos mu'atos. And you only bring a minimum number of olos. Now, so what does that mean? So you bring one olas riyah, and you use your money for shlamim to be able to feed your family. Okay, so the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, "Nechasim merubim va'oklim muatim." Let's see, however, on the opposite side, someone has a lot of money, Baruch Hashem, but not a large family. So what do you do in that case? Maybe olos merubos. You bring a lot of olos, because remember, we'll say olos are totally consumed on the mizbeach, because obviously you don't shlamim muatim, and you decrease the number of shlamim because obviously you don't have a lot of mouths to feed. Zemuat v'zemuat. I will say, what happens if a person has only limited money and a small family? So then we go back to the first Mishnah, which gave us the basic amounts, which is that you have to bring an olas ri'iyah that is worth one ma'a of silver, and a shlami chagiga that are worth two ma'a of silver. Zev zemirubim. What happens if you have a lot, baruch Hashem, a lot of money, and a large family? Best of both worlds. Azen ne'emar ish kamat nasi ado ki berchas Hashem alokecha asher nasalach. About that, the pasuk says, every person shall bring in accordance with the gift of his hand, kimatnas yado, what his hand is able to give, in accordance with the blessing that Hashem, his God, has conferred upon him. Says the Gemara. Shlomim merubim mehechate maisi. So also listen to this. What the Gemara is asking is something so interesting. So what was the first case in the Mishnah? First case in the Mishnah is someone has a large family and not a lot of money. So what was the Mishnah's advice to that individual? Bring a lot of shlomim. The Gemara says, great advice, but if I don't have a lot of money, where are those shlomim merubim coming from? Right? Where exactly am I purchasing the shlomim merubim? See, shlomim merubim, so the Gemara says, ha, shlomim merubim mehechetei, I see. Where am I bringing the shlomim merubim from? Ha, lesley. I remember the case of the Mishnah is nechasim mu'atim. I only have a limited amount of money, which means I only have a limited amount of money to spend on my shlomim. Om Rav Chista, ah, tofel umevi par godel. Oh, so also we go back to what? We go back to our tofel discussion. Rav Chista says, what can you do? You go ahead and you take some of your chulin money and you mix in your meiser sheni money. Shabbos said everybody had meiser sheni money. I mean, farmers all had meiser sheni money, which again is pledged anyway. That's not your money. I mean, it's your money that you could use it, but it has to be used for food in Yerushalayim. So what you do is, again, you take your little bit of chulin money, you mix it in with your more abundant meiser sheni money, and that's how you afford to buy additional shlamim. Look at Rashi, tofel. Ma'os chulin u'meiser yachad. Amar Rav Sheshes. So I will say this is Rav Chista's suggestion. So again, I have a large family, limited funds, tofel. I mix in my ma'aser sheni money with some chulin money, and I'm able to purchase a much larger animal as a result. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, "Hari amru tofin behema lebehema." So Rav Sheshes said, "But we learned what." Tofel behema lebehema. And I will say, what does tofel behema lebehema means? Then no, we don't mix in money, but rather, what do? We purchase multiple animals. That it's better to just purchase the first animal exclusively from chulin funds, and purchase the remaining animals from meiser sheni funds. So the Gemara says, my kamarle. Supposed to say it's a very strange exchange because Rav Chista says tofel umevi par godel, which means what? Combine your monies, buy one big animal. And Rav Sheshes says, oh, they said that you should go ahead and purchase multiple animals. So what's going on over here? My kamarle, I lema hachi kamarle. If you say that Rav Sheshes is saying to Rav Chista, hari amru tofen lebehema lebehema, aval lo maos lemaos. So we'll say, if Rav Sheshes is coming to argue on Rav Chista and say, Rav Chista, no, you're wrong. You can't combine monies, but rather, what should you do? You should go ahead and purchase multiple animals, the first being from chulin and the rest of them being from Meister Sheni. Then why doesn't he just say straight out to him, lemale, ain't tofen maos lemaos? Let him just say explicitly what? You can't combine monies. What the Gemara is picking up on is the exchange is strange. Rav Chista says again, tofel umevi par godel. Rav Sheshes says, tofel behema lebehema. Right? So what are you saying? If you're saying that if you're saying Rav Chista, you're wrong, you can combine monies, then say you're wrong, you can't combine monies. This is what Rav Sheshes is saying to Rav Chista. Hari amru af toflin behema lebehema. Oh, well, this is very interesting. Rav Sheshes is saying to Rav Chista, you're not just limited to being tofel maos, but you are permitted to go ahead and what? Be tofel behema lebehema. So we'll say, so according to this version of the Gemara, what Rav Chista is saying is like this. Rav Chista comes along and is trying to address the problem that the Gemara raises. The problem the Gemara raises is, I have a large family, limited means. So the Mishnah told me, no problem, just buy more shlamim. Yasher koach. I'd love to buy more shlamim, but again, as I said before, I have limited means. So what I do, Rav Chista says, no problem, combine your chulin money with your meiser sheni money and just purchase a larger animal. According to this version, Rav Sheshes comes along and says, oh, Rav Chista, by the way, you're not limited to only combining monies. What else can you do? You could also go ahead and just pool all of your chulin money for one animal and buy the rest of the animals from meiser sheni. So according to this version, Rav Sheshes is coming to tell Rav Chista that you have an additional option as well. To which the Gemara says, really? Kiman. Whose opinion does Rav Sheshes hold like? Delo kechizkiya, u delo, bless you, delo krabi yochanan. I also remember again on Amud Aleph, we had a machlokes about 15 minutes ago between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiya says that you could purchase multiple animals, the first being from Chulin, the rest being from Ma'aseh Tofel Behema LeBehema, and Rabbi Yochanan said that you could pull monies, but Rabosai, neither one agreed that you could do with the other. No one holds that you could do both of these things, and yet now Rav Sheisha seems to be saying that you have an option, either Toflin Behema LeBehema or Toflin Maos. So who does he hold like? Who does he hold like? The Gemara says, the Lok Chizkiah, he doesn't like Chizkiah, the Lok Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe you'll say that it's only Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan who argue. However, Masnisa lo pligi. But again, the Mishnah, the Braisos, do not go ahead and argue at all. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, lo pligi, ava masnisa, de armina lahel, tanya kavasi, de mar u de mar lo pligi, bemaos, ella bebehema, de hach diktani imratzala arifu de kamer maos dafka, aval idach masnisa, svirle bein maos, bein behema, frev sheshes kebraisa basraisa svirle. So I said, the Gemara suggesting maybe the braisos that were expressed on Amud Aleph are actually not, maybe this is machlokis Rabbi Yochanan, excuse me, maybe this is machlokis Chizkiah Rabbi Yochanan, maybe the braisos that we quote on Amud Aleph are not arguing and they're actually allowing for either or, either Toflin Behema le Behema or Toflin Maos le Maos, and the only machlokus that exists is a machlokus between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, v'hakatani, but we learned, Achila Rishona Minachulin. Beitabos said that second brisa that we quoted by Beis Hillel that said that the first act of eating must come from Chulin. My Achila Rishona, what does Achila Rishona mean? Sheer deme Achila Rishona Minachulin. We will say, so look at Rashi just a moment, v'hakatani Achila Rishona Minachulin. But the brisa on Amud Aleph said that the first eating must come from Chulin. V'kasaka daitcha disu'uda haba Rishona ala shulchan ba'i kula michulin. So we infer that, what does that mean? That the entire meal you're eating, your first meal, must come from chulin, which I will say would seem to indicate that what? That lamais, again, let's say, must come from a totally chulin animal. To which the Gemara says, no. We know what that means? Shir deme achila rishona min achulin. It means that the value of that meal must correspond at least what? To the amount of chulin money that you mixed in for that animal. Deme achila rishona. Kilomar achila rishona stama katani. De islay bein behema atzma bein ma'ush shir achila rishona. So we'll say, all the Gemara is proving over here is what? Is remember, what the Gemara is suggesting over here at this point in time is that Lemaisa, Rav Sheshes is telling Rav Chista, you think that you're only limited to Tofel Maos, to mixing in money. You're not limited to mixing in money. You even have the option of Tofel Behema Le Behema, to which drives the Gemara a little bit bonkers, because again, Rav Sheshes, you're telling me then that I have a choice. Either Tofel Behema Le Behema or Tofel Maos. But on Amud Aleph, this was expressed as a machlokes, as an either or not both, to which the Gemara is now suggesting maybe not. Maybe the machlokes is only between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah. But according to the Braisos, as expressed on Amud Aleph, in fact, you have the option of an either or. And in fact, that last Braisa that we quoted, Beis Hillel, that says that when you have this Tofel, you have to have, your first meal must come from Chulin. How do we understand that phrase, your first meal must come from Chulin? We can understand it either way. Either what it means, that it has to actually come from a chulin animal, which means again that lemaisa, again, the first animal has to be chulin, toflin, behema, lebehema, or it can mean what? Or it can mean the value, which means what? That if you have mixed in monies, there must be enough chulin money mixed in to be able to correspond to the value of that first meal, which shows you what Rabbo saying, that according to that brisa, either form of tofel, either toflin, behema, lebehema, or toflin, maos would work, which would then support the Gemara's assertion that Rav Sheshes is actually telling Rav Chista that you have an either-or opportunity. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says... Amr Ula. Good. Amr Ula. Amr Ish Lakish. So Ish Lakish says the following. Amr Ula. Amr Ish Lakish. Hifrish Eser Behemos Lachagigaso. So listen to this case. Let's say I went ahead and I separated out 10 animals for my carbon chagiga. Separate out 10 animals for my carbon chagiga. Hekriv chamish biyom rishon. I offered 5 of them on the first day of Yom Tov. Chozer umakriv chamish biyom tov sheni. I could go ahead and offer up the second 5 on the second day of Yom Tov, on Chalamoid. Now, also remember again, when you have a chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, that's called shami chagiga. So even though, again, we just said before that she also on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, you have Shlamei Simcha, but they are different categorizations of Karbanos. Even though, again, they're both Shlamim, they have different identities. So the case over here is, I have 10 Shlamei Chagiga that I separated out. I offered 5 on day 1. Reish Lakish says, I could offer the second 5 on the next day. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Kevan Shepasak Shuv Eino Makriv. Nope. Once you stopped, once you finished offering the Shlamei Chagiga on the first day, you may not offer the rest of them on the second day. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, Chozir Makriv Chamish Yom Tov Sheni. Reish Lakish says, if you offer the first 5 on day 1, you could offer the second 5 on day 2. Velo Amrinon, over who b'bal tosif. I will say, the issue that's at play over here is an issue of bal tosif. Is the act of offering up Shlamei Chagiga on the second day of Yom Tov an act of bal tosif or not? Because remember again, normally Shlamei Chagiga only are offered when? Only offered when? On Yom Tov itself. So is this an issue of bal tosif? Rachman Amar v'chagosim also chag. Chad yoma. V'chagosim also chad yoma v'sulo. Torah says you have to celebrate Yom Tov one day. Dehanach nami dechad yoma hu usheni tashlum in derishon. So I will say, essentially what the Gemara is saying over here is, what's the machlokes? So Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish will say, if you separated out 10 karbanos, and you only got to offer 5 on the first day, you could offer the 5 on the second day, and it's not bal tosif. Why? Because I'm not coming to add on to the sanctity of the second day. Rather, what's happening over here, the Teshlumin, the second day, is coming to go ahead and simply make up for that which I couldn't do on the first day. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, says, no, once the first day is over, any potential offering of Shlamei Chagiga on the second day of Yom Tov will be a violation of what? Violation of Bal Tosef, of adding on to the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, v'lo pligi, they're not arguing. Kan bistam, kan b'mefarish. Everything depends, I will say, on whether or not it's stam or mefarish. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Stam. Im hefrishan stam. If I separated out these animals without designation, ve'eno chozer makriv, and kidim mefarish hazus. Well, so listen to this. If I separated out the animals stam, I didn't say anything, then lemaisa, whatever is left over on today 2 may not be offered. However, here, where I can offer it, that's b'mefarish. Rashi says, kam b'mefarish, dar behejya liom rishon ani mafrish es kulon, chozer makrivan she'eno ela tashlumin rishon. So listen to this. What the Gemara is suggesting is like this. Let's work backwards. If I separated out the 10 animals and I said, these are all for Shlamei Chagiga, then what the Gemara is suggesting, that if I didn't get to offer them all on the first day, I can what? I can offer them on the second day. Why? Because since I said explicitly that they are for the first day, it's understood that whatever is left over to the second day is just a tashlumin for the first. Therefore, there's no bal tosif. But if I did not explicitly say that these are all for the first day, then lemaisa, whatever is left over on the second day, what? I may not go ahead and offer because of an issue of bal tosif. So the Gemara says, "Hi stam hechi dami." So let's qualify these cases. What's the case of stam? So the Gemara says, "Ilema deleka shos." So we'll say the case of stam is where apparently I didn't say anything. Right, I separate out the 10 animals. It's clear circumstantially that they are for Shlamei Chagiga, but I never said anything. So what's the case? Ilema deleka shos biyom likarev. So we'll say if it's the case where I separate out 10 animals and I simply ran out of time. Meaning that the day, remember again, the Mizbeach closes at sundown, so I just didn't have enough time to offer all 10. Hai delo akravinhu, the fact that I did not offer the additional five animals, that's clear deleka shehos bayom. That's clear what Rabbi say, that there wasn't enough time during the day. Now, if there wasn't enough time in the day, I should be able to offer them on the next day, because it's clear my intention was to offer them all on the first day, and therefore, again, I should be able to continue on to the second day, because it's clear that day number 2 is a tashlumin for the first. The Ella, so therefore, that can't be the case of Stam. The Ella, delesle ochlin. Oh, so rather, what must be the case? The case must be is where I separated out these animals, but it turned out that I didn't have enough people to eat the meat. Ha hai delo akravinhu, delesle ochlin. Excuse me. So, I'm sorry. Let's say Ochlin. Rather, it must be that what? That there weren't enough people to go ahead and eat the meat. So the Gemara says, Hayd la kravina, let's say Ochlin. So then it's clear if I didn't offer it, it's because there weren't enough people to eat. Lo tzricha de'ika shohus bayom, v'isle Ochlin. Now I will say, what's the case of Stam? The case of Stam is where there's enough time during the first day to offer it, And there are enough people to technically eat their karbanos that I would offer. Umidikalo akravinhu shmamina shiyure sharinhu. And Rabosai, so therefore the case of stam is what, Rabosai? I separate out 10 animals, and I just only shechted 5. I didn't shech the subsequent 5. Even though what? For the subsequent 5, there's still enough time during the day. And what? And what? There's still enough people to eat it. The fact that I make a conscious decision to leave it over to day 2 indicates that what? What am I doing? That's Baal Tosif, Rabosai. I'm trying to offer up Shami Chagiga again on the second day of Yom Tov, which is a violation of Baal Tosif, of adding on to the mitzvah. V'hachinayim istabra. This seems to be clear as well. The Chi Asa Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan came along, Chi Asa Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hefrish Esther Behemos the Chagiga. So, if a person went ahead and separated out 10 animals for his Chagiga, Hefrish Chamish B'Yom Tov Rishon, if he offered up 5 on Yom Tov Rishon, Choser Umakriv Chamish B'Yom Tov Sheni, he's able to offer up another 5 on Yom Tov Sheni. Kashin Adad, possibly now we have 2 contradictory brisos, because one brisa said that if you left over, you can't offer it up on Yom Tov Sheni. Second brisa said you can. Not a kasha. Elash Mamina, kan bistam, kan bemefarish. I will say one is a case of stam, one is a case of mefarish. And again, how do we distinguish those cases? The way we're distinguishing those cases is that, again, I will say a case of mefarish is where what? I explicitly say, I am separating out all of these karbanos for my first day obligation of Shami Chagiga. Then what? Then even if I run out of time, I could go ahead and offer it up on the second day. Why? Because it's clear that the second day is a tashlumin for the first. As opposed to what's the case of stam? The case of stam is where I don't say anything about my designation. There's enough time to offer them. There's enough people to eat them. But I'm still leaving them over for the next day. In which case it's clear that what? That my intention is to offer up Shami Chagiga on day number 2, which becomes what? An issue of Baal Tosif. Itmar Nami, let's just finish a quickly to the Mishnah. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Shman Bar Amar Rav Yochanan. So too, again, it was said by Rav Shman Bar Abba Neim Rav Yochanan, Lo Shana Ela Shelo Gamar. We only learned what? That a person did not finish. Aval Gamar, but we'll see what that means in just a moment. Aval Gamar, Chozer Umakrit. But if you finished, you can go ahead and offer up the remainder of their karbanos on the second day. My Gamar, what does Gamar mean? Ilema Gamar Karbanosav, if you say that it means he finished his karbanos, my makrib, then what do you have to offer up the next day? Ella Shalo Gamar Hayom, Shalo Gamar Hayom, that he did not finish today. Aval Gamar Hayom, that the day was not finished. Aval Gamar Hayom, but if the day was finished, Chozer Makrib, you can go ahead and offer the karbanos the next day. Look at Rashi. Had lo shano, had this anyel kaman, oso ata chogeg, velo yoser, ella shalo gamar hayom, aval gamar hayom, velo hayelo shahos lahakriv kol chagigo shifish. So it says, the Gemara now says it explicitly, Rav Shman Bar Abba says it explicitly in Rabbi Yochanan, that lamaisa, again, if you separated out all 10 animals to be offered up on Yom Tov Rishon, you explicitly said so, but you ran out of time, you were unable to go ahead and what? You were unable to offer them all up on the first day, then lamaisa, you are permitted to go ahead and continue to offer them up on the second day. So let me just read to you quickly where this will end. The Rambam writes, Halacha lamaisa is in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, Hifrish Esra Beimos Chagiga. So, if a person separated out 10 animals for Shami Chagiga, Vehekrev Mehen Miktasam Barishon HaPasak, and he offered some of them up on the first day, and then he stopped, Shuv Eino Chozir Makriv Ashar Shari Shirosam, you do not offer up the rest on the second day. Did not offer up on the second day. Vimlo pasuk. Whatsoever again, if you did not intentionally stop, ella dachko hayom, but you ran out of time. Velo yochol lahakriv, and you were unable to offer up the karbanos. Then, excuse me. Velo haya yochol lahakriv hayom. Makriv hashar lemachar. So, I'll say the Rambam paskins halacha lemaisa. If again you separated out, you need 2 things. You separated out all of the karbanos for the sake of chagiga, and then you ran out of time to offer them up on the first day of Yom Tov. You are permitted to go ahead and offer them up on the second day of Yom Tov. It's not Baal Tosif because the second day again is a tashlumin for the first. If, however, you separated them out and you had time to offer them, but you actively chose for whatever reason not to offer them, then you may not offer those Shalmi Chagiga on the second day of Yom Tov because that would be an issue of Baal Tosif. I do also stop over here, pick up here tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem.
Can we say stop?